نصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, we focus on chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, and verse number 122. And to recap our previous lesson, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told us that in yesterday's lesson, that we discussed about the people of Medina Munawwara and the people who were the Bedouins in the periphery on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, that they are the ones, it's not permissible for them to lag behind and stay behind. When the Master alayhi salatu salam is going out in the path of Allah, like happened during the Battle of Tabuk, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, every male who is able, capable, must participate. 30,000 Sahaba came and participated, as mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. And then we find that the three Sahabas that were stayed behind, eventually after 50 days, Almighty Allah forgave them. Likewise, for all times, all places, it's not permissible to give preference to ourselves over the desires, our desires over the commandments, teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you go out in the path of Allah and you are sincere, then all these things will happen to you. You see today politicians, when it's election time, they are here and there and everywhere. They don't worry about their eating, drinking, sleeping. They want to become the president, the prime minister, the mayor and the councillor and so forth. So all in the path of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Sahaba in the path of Almighty Allah. لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله. Nor the thirst, nor the fatigue and tiredness, nor their extreme hunger and starvation would afflict them. Meaning, would not become a deterrent for them to stay behind. They would still go out. ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطغون موطئا يغيظ الكفار. And every step they would take, they would enrage and infuriate the kuffar, the non-Muslims. وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا. And whatever they got from the enemy, whether it was the ghanima, the booty, spoils of war, or whether it was the martyrdom, so for everything it was a victory. إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. So good deeds, righteous actions were written for them. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never let it go to squander and waste the reward of people who fulfill their duty with beauty, who fulfill their duty with sincerity. And we have through Iman and Islam, they will be rewarded in this world. They will be rewarded in the year after. Chapter 3, verse 148. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. وحسن ثواب الآخرة. All this we reward that we receive in this world, it is just a bonus bansela. The maximum, optimum, handsome reward is in the year after. There also Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who are muhsin, who do their duty with beauty and sincerity and they have iman. Whatever they spend in the path of Allah, a minimal amount or a substantial amount, and they don't cross any valley in the path of Allah, but Allah will give them, grant them the maximum and optimum reward. Today's lesson is of paramount importance, chapter number 9, verse 122, and has to do with every Muslim in all parts of the world, male, female, adult and children as well. What does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala state in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 122? وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And it does not behove and is not permissible for the believers. لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. That all of them, they just go out, all the men go out and fight in the path of Almighty Allah and leaving the children and women at home. Unless it is farza'een, that is like Gaza today. So there everybody has to fight and take on the enemy. But in normal circumstances, it's farza kifaya. One group has to go and the remainder will stay at home and they will continue with the activities. When that first group comes back, then the second group will go. So that is what Islam is teaching us regarding jihad in the meaning of qital. Jihad is a holding company. To make you understand, it will resonate with you in the business terms. So you have your holding company, then you have your subsidiaries. So what we are doing now is jihad. Ta'alim, ta'allum. You went for Zuhur Salat and came back, so that is jihad. You go to your shop and job and earn a halal and tayyibah risk and sustenance that is pure, wholesome, not adulterated, non-contaminated, so that is also jihad. So all the jihad is a very broad connotation, remember that. But the jihad that is the greatest is qital, that we fight the enemy. Then it's imma al-ghanima wa imma shahada. Either we beat them and take the booty and spoils of war like the Taliban, or either we prepare to give our life to shahada, and that will inspire and motivate thousands and millions of others like Hamas and them, alhamdulillah. So وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. It is not permissible for the Muslims in normal circumstances. لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. Everybody goes at one time. No, you must have it on a rotational basis. Yes, if it is halat that extraordinary, for example, now in Gaza, where the enemy wants to exterminate you, they want to expose, they want to kill you, they want to, you understand, forcibly transfer you, then everybody has to fight the enemy to the best of their ability. So that is what we are seeing. Now, that was regarding the fighting and so forth. Now listen what Allah says. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. So why is there not nafara? Nafara means to go out. Min kulli firqatin minhum ta'ifa. That a small group should come out. So min kulli firqatin minhum ta'ifa. So you must remember that from every small group, from every big group, there should be a small group coming out. Min kulli firqatin minhum ta'ifa. So why not from the big group, min kulli firqatin, a big group, minhum ta'ifa. There must be a small group. So the firqa will refer to the big group and ta'ifa will refer to the small group. So why not from every big group of them, of the believers, there must be a group, ta'ifa. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And that small group's function, duty will be لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. We need to understand this word, that tafaqqahu fi deen. It means to get a deep, profound understanding of deen. Today, if you look at the ummah, 90% good, no idea what is liyatafaqqahu fi deen. And this verb liyatafaqqu, verb tafa'ul, means with taklif and takallu and so forth. You will never get this tafaqqu fi deen unless you are prepared to make sacrifices. الرحلة في طلب العلم. You'll have to travel far and wide, and you'll have to sit by the grand masters and the grand teachers and so forth, and then remove our pride and arrogance, and then imbibe and acquire that knowledge. Just take these 3-4 ahadith and see. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, may yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi ddeen. Whosoever Almighty Allah has decreed goodness for that person, that male or female, Allah will grant him a deep, profound understanding of deen. Understand that. 1. 2, this knowledge is bahrun la sahila lahu. It is such an ocean, there's no shores for it and there's no limit to it. So therefore, when you study the Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, you will find only one thing. Allah Ta'ala commanded Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask for more and more and increase and increase. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Not even Iman, not even Islam. Rabbi zidni ilma. Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge. If you study Bukhari Sharif thoroughly, properly, you will see that he says, Imam Bukhari, so you must remember about what? That you must study the knowledge, qabl al-qawli wal-amal. Even before your Iman, you must learn the knowledge. Today you go and ask the Pope, he'll tell you he got knowledge. You go ask the Rabbi, he will tell you he got knowledge. You go ask the Pandit and the priest, he will tell you he got knowledge. But they have that knowledge which is astray. We speak of that knowledge which brings us closer and nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Fiqhul Islami. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani rahimahullah, the student of Imam Malik rahimahullah, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, somebody asked him, Allah Ta'ala loves you. He said, 100% Allah loves me. He said, how you know? He said, Allah gave me tawfiq to write all these books and teach so many people. So Allah will not do that if he doesn't love me. See. And then he quote the hadith, may yuridillahu bi khayra yufaqihu fi ddeen. So that's a sign that inshallah Allah will accept, but that doesn't mean that we must just be satisfied and gratified and sit on our laurels and think of Hadi. The effort must continue. Haji Bhai Padia rahimahullah, one great sentence is to say, in this work of Dawat and Tabligh, there is no hiring, there is no firing, and there is no retiring. The effort and struggle must continue right till our last breath, akhri damtak. So that is what is required. So one hadith. Second hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaitani min alfi abidin. The person who's a true faqih, he understands Quran, he understands the hadith, he understands the fiqh al-islami, and not only one mazhab, you must understand all four schools and so forth. Then you can become a faqih and so forth. It's more difficult for shaitan to lead him astray compared to 1,000 people who worship, but they don't have the deep knowledge. They just know maybe the basics. I just read Salatul Zuhur now and came. You see people, I just give you 3 examples. How many times I announce it, but people, they are added. The men will go into Salah, into Sajda, and leave their elbows and their forearms on the ground. This is not permissible. وَلَا تَفْتَرِي زِرَاعَيْهِ كَزِرَاعِ الْكَلْبِ. That don't lower your arms and your elbow and your forearm and leave on the ground, just like how a dog does. It's sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. But you see the man reading Salat upside down. I saw one guy, he read 1 minute 3 rakats. Now which kind of Salat is that? No. People just go up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. Then you see other people, they raise their hands, Allahu Akbar. Then before tying their hands, they give a jerk backwards. They go into reverse gear, and then they do. So all that is jahalat and ignorance, you must remember. You will find everywhere, in Jamaat, you will find in the Khanqa, you will find in the Darul Uloom, lot of jahalat, you must remember. One day, we were out in the path of Allah. I never went out many times, one, two times we went. So that person told the people, when you sleep, you must sleep with socks. So I asked him, why they must sleep with socks? So he says that if they sleep with socks and they got ihtilam, they get, you understand, wet dream, so they can walk out of the masjid. So I asked him, that you mean, if the guy get a wet dream and he don't have socks, so he can't walk out of the masjid. You see, that is ignorance, that. So that is ignorance. There's no such thing like that in Islam. So whoever said it wrong is wrong. You must remember that. So you see, in field of the tasawwuf, nowadays what's happening? So people will give what their sheikh told them so much preference, or even more than the hadith. So you see, in the Khanka, they will tell you that you must read Khatme Khwajagan after Zohor, after Asr, or whatever time. So much emphasis is spent on that, but it's not authentic, not the hadith or something. It's something man-made, what the people said. So, but they'll give that preference over Quran reading. They'll give that preference over the authentic hadith. They will give the Durood to Najina preference over the Durood Sharif Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught. So that is ignorance. That is how bid'ah and innovation comes into the ummah, when we take man-made things and we give it so much emphasis. You must say ijais. You do it, it's fine. You don't do it, there's no sin or anything, and so forth. People wearing turban, they say, no more wear turban, now you must dress like your sheikh. So since when is all this in Sharia? So that is not Sharia. So you see that tafaqquh fi deen is missing in the ummah today. Similarly in our darul ulums also, if I tell you this, if the principals and teachers are honest, half the students, more than half the students in our darul ulums today, are just barakati students, they're just passing time there, you must remember. That you go and see who's really studying and who's just killing time. So therefore, Hazrat Ali Miah, Hazrat Abul Hasan Nadwi, he came to Karachi one day and he offered, gave a lecture at Darul Uloom Karachi. Whenever I have to lecture students of ulama, I always use this. Hazrat Ali Miah Nawwara, one of the greatest scholars Indo-Pak produced, Hazrat Mohan Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawwara Allah Marqadahu, he said, Talaba, you must have ikhlas. If you're not going to have ikhlas, then nothing really will happen. What is ikhlas? Khalwat mein, jalwat mein, a'mal ka barabar hona. In private and public, our actions must be the same. Today, we play for the crowd. You see, we are sanctimonious. That I Padia used to say, some brothers only start functioning when they only function when they come to junction. That was the old markers, you know. So that is not ikhlas. Then. Second, he said, eh ulama, eh tulaba, it apne andar istighna paida karo. So what is this? We're going and begging by rich people and thus and thus and all that. Give me money, give me money. Every pamphlet we send out, we say give money. Every fatwa we give out, we put money in the account. Yesterday, one Maulvi from India met me in a masjid after Maghrib. So he said, aapki baare mein maine suna, does that give me all the rich people's address and name? I said, bhai, main ye kaam nahi karta hu aur main iska sakh mukhalif hu. So I am dead against this. Yeah, isko zillatul ulama indal aghniya kehte. This grace of the ulama by the rich people. Therefore, we get compromised. We can't speak the truth. How many Maulvis can't speak the truth? Because they're scared for their donors and their sponsors. So we compromise ourselves and these type of things. So what Allah wants, He'll give you. So why we must go and disgrace ourselves? One day we went to a rich person's house, multi-millionaire. I saw so many Maulvis, they're shaking hands, half the time making ruku. So deliberately, I took out my one hand. It's not my hand, but normally I shake hand with two. So I took out one hand and shake hand. He even looked at me, now who's this crazy guy? He doesn't do big salam to me. So we don't need them. For what we need you? So you must remember that. If Allah wants to use us, Allah will use us. Hum Allah se mangenge, aap se nahi mangenge. We will beg Allah, why we must beg you? So that is what the ulama have to learn. That is what the da'alums have to learn. With disgrace, and then there's no takana of the funds and all these type of things. How many millions are gone missing, nobody knows, and these type of things. I mean, that is the truth. Let us be honest about these issues. And then you see that what's happening. Hazrat Allama, Hazrat Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi said, first ikhlas, then istighna and takhassus. take one field. They said today, no Imam Abu Hanifa, no Ibn Taymiyyah, no Imam Shafi, nobody will come today. You take one field and become a specialist in that. And that is tafsir, try and become specialist. Take hadith, become specialist. Take fiqh and become specialist. Take history and become specialist. Take Arabic lugha and the Arabic language, become a specialist. Mutakhassis fil fun, that were the words he used. Wonderful lesson for us to learn. And every day we must learn. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him, Abdullah bin Abbas, young boy, and embraced him and go read in the manaqib and the virtues of Abdul Abbas. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu. And then he said, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Wa allimhu ta'wil. And teach him the interpretation of the Quran. Take your children. Take your children, O parents, to the real awliyaullah, not these plastic people, to the real awliyaullah. And tell them to embrace your child. We knew nothing what we knew. We still know nothing, you must remember. So Hazrat Mamaji, Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali, Nawwar Allah Marqadahum, he passed away in Muharram on a Friday, 67. I didn't go to school. I remember I went to Janaza. I said, school, go fly a kite. Must go to Mamaji's Janaza. Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali passed away. The Mawlana Abbas Ali performed the Janaza day in Leslie. So I can remember that from 62 to 67, that 5 years, whenever my parents went, I would jump inside. For what? Just this. I said, but this man got something special. My mother said that, hey, Hazrat, and make dua for him. He is very naughty. How much stands here? Like that and all this. So I must keep quiet what I can say. So he said, come here. Then he put me in his arms and he read. Then I don't know what he does. But I used to feel very nice to feel something. So that is what you must do. Take your children to, not mufatiyas. Take them to the real people, and then you will see kaya palat jayega, that Allah will accept you and your children and everybody. This is a special thing we are lacking today, that tafaqquh fi deen, that the true understanding of deen. وَلِيُنذِرُوا. Now what must we do? وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَوْا إِلَيْهِمْ. Okay, we became Hafiz. Okay, we became Qari sahab, Hafiz sahab, Mawlana sahab, Mufti sahab, Qazi sahab, whatever. Now what? وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَوْا إِلَيْهِمْ. Then go and warn the people with love. Your own people also, when you return to them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. So that they abstain and refrain from the vices and evil and so. Now you just take this. Which South African Maulvi today is prepared to make imam with? 20%, 10% you'll get, 80%, 90% not interested. You say these trustees are full of nonsense. You see, we don't want to do something, then we find excuses. One, how many of us are prepared to make khidmat of deen? They say, man, there's deen today. One Maulana with me was teaching in Darul Newcastle. They say, man, this is not our job, man. We must make vepar, we must do business. Then when I do business, I'll make khidmat of deen fi sabilillah. Waswasa of shaitan. Shaitan ka dhoka, talbis e iblis. So he left the darum, he's go engrossed in business, he got no time for deen at all. So that is what happens. So make shukr that Allah give us opportunity to teach Quran, to teach Sunnah. Mawa Qasim Sema used to say, and he heard it from Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, that if a person teaches Quran Sharif, you teach Alif Ba Ta Sa, is better than the Shaykhul Hadith who teaches Bukhari Sharif, if you are teaching it with sincerity and the love of Almighty Allah alone. You see that? So, but where we want to do that today? So remember this, you see our foreign students, they come from Malawi, they come from this country, that country, Zambia. They don't want to go back, half of them. They say South Africa, the boharu lage. The food is nice here, the women are nice here, and the money is nice here. So we just stay, get muazzin job, get imam job, get this job, get this job, get married in South Africa, cook up the papers and all. So that is against what Islam says. Islam says, go back to your people and teach them. وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَوُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَأَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. So learn that. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu wa rda, Hassan Basri was born in Madina Munawwara. The day he was born, they brought him to Sayyidina Umar. It was the ending of his Khilafat. And then they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, make tahdik. So he chewed the date, inserted in the mouth of Hassan. When he became Basri, I'll explain to you. Then he made dua, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give this youngster a deep, profound understanding of religion of Islam. Wa habibhu ila nas. And then make him beloved to the people. You see, so whenever people come here now, we tell the people, go there, so they insist. So we just chew a little bit and put in a baby's mouth, we read the same dua. When he was 14 years old, then his family migrated to Iraq and he became Imam al-Hasan al-Basri al-Bakka al-Wa'iz. Wonderful book I bought there in Iraq, you know, so it's small, kutayb, but nice stories of Imam Hasan al-Basri. So me and you, whether we Maulana, whether we Mufti Sahib, whether we Qari Sahib, Habib Sahib, or whatever you want to call yourself, all these titles mean nothing but Allah. So there's another big story with our titles here. That they wrote there what? Qutbul Irshad for the one person. I told him, Maulana, are you crazy or what? You understand? You write this kind of things there. So your mother, he sent it to me, so I phoned him and asked him, are you crazy or writing all these things? So you must remember this. So what we do, that we fool ourselves with these things here. So ask Allah to make us from those who have the faqquh fi deen, the deep, profound understanding, not scratching the surface and all these things there. That is not the deen. You have to go deep, deep inside. It's not hadith, it's a proverb. Utlubul ilma min al mahdi ila al lahdi. Seek the knowledge from the womb to the tomb. Seek the knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek the knowledge from the mountain to the fountain. So that is what we have to do. Allah give us tawfiq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.